I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Opponents of Syria's president, Bashar al-Assad, say a former top member of Assad's inner circle has defected to Turkey. General Ali Habib resigned as Syria's defense minister after the uprising against Assad began 2 years ago. This week, he reportedly escaped house arrest and fled to Turkey, although the Syrian government denies that. The Turkish government has been outspoken in its support of a foreign intervention in Syria. The country currently hosts close to 500,000 refugees from Syria to the south, and thousands more pour in through Turkey's borders each week. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has spoken out against Assad from the start of the turmoil in Syria, and now Erdogan says that if there is an intervention, Assad must go. Reporter Dalia Murtada has more from Istanbul.
Not too long ago, Turkey prided itself on what it called its zero-problems foreign policy.
It was a distinctly neutral position from which we had our leverage.
Professor Mehmet Ali Tutan from Istanbul's Bilgi University says Turkey was the one-stop shop for problem-solving in the Middle East, but not anymore.
The Israelis were coming to talk to us, the Palestinians were coming to talk to us, the Chechens were coming to talk to us, the Russians were coming to talk to us, but now we have become a party to the conflicts. We are against Israel, pro-Muslim Brotherhood, against Assad, pro-Free Syrian Army, and within the Free Syrian Army, we are more pro-Sunni elements.
And Tutan wonders whether Turkey will ever recover from the course it's taken, at least in the short term. But Professor Howard Eisenstadt of St. Lawrence University disagrees. He says that unlike the U.S., Turkey has stuck to its principles and backed the popular uprisings in the Middle East.
They decided that they really needed to step forward as a supporter of democracy in the region, that that's effectively their brand in the region. And I think they did it both for strategic reasons and because they really believe that.
Turkish officials relish the possibility of the U.S. finally getting involved in the Syrian conflict, though Ankara says it's more than willing to take matters into its own hands. Turkish government spokesman Bülent Arınç said this week the military is already drawing up plans.
Kuzey Irak için tezkeremiz var, Suriye için tezkeremiz var. Kendi güvenliğimizi esas alarak...
We have a parliamentary mandate for strikes against northern Iraq. We have a mandate for strikes against Syria. We've studied what we need to do to maintain our country's security.
But much like President Obama, Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan still has to work on drumming up support at home. Özge, who didn't give her last name, says she doesn't understand why Erdogan is so in favor of war. She doesn't buy his argument that he wants to get rid of Assad to protect human lives in Syria. She figures he has something else to gain, economically or otherwise. And she's not alone in her aversion to getting involved in Syria. Demonstrators who oppose Turkish military intervention in Syria formed a human chain last weekend in honor of World Peace Day. Selin Üzeroğlu-Kaya was one of them.
Türkiye başta olmak üzere Suriye, dünyanın çeşitli noktalarında dini, dili, rengi.
In Syria, in Egypt, in different parts of the world, she says, no matter their languages, religions, or color, people are dying, she says. And while we can't do much, we are here because we believe. Our voices can at least be heard with love. The Turkish government still has time to garner support, since the U.S. won't be making any decisions until Congress comes back into session next week. For The World, I'm Dalia Murtada in Istanbul.